morning, Andy. Good morning, Christy. And folks, the whole country is praying on you as you've been part of the big storm surge throughout the heartland. And hope that everybody's all right and you guys are safe.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we're hanging in there.
Good. Guarantee you remember where you were 20 years ago tonight. It was the O.J. Simpson Bronco chase. I think everybody remembers where they were when that happened, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll have a couple of O.J. follow-ups in a minute, but your pop quiz question, who is the most hated person in America? O.J. Simpson, Donald Sterling, Justin Bieber, or Bernie Madoff? This is a U.S. poll that was taken 2 weeks ago. Couple of final O.J. Simpson nuggets. Let's make this perfectly clear. It wasn't Johnny Cochran who won the case. It was the ineptness and the stupidity of Judge Lance Ito and those two dancing bears, Marsha Clark and Christopher Darden. There is actually even a college law class offered all over the country entitled The Worst Prosecuted Case in History, Mistakes of Biblical Proportion. That's the name of the class about O.J.'s trial. O.J.'s best friend the entire time he was going to USC was George Lucas. Here's some shop talk, radio connections I bet you didn't know. O.J. was the head of the board of R&R Magazine, and he was also on the board of Infinity Broadcasting. And the only person I've actually ever seen with a mannequin in his car passenger seat so he could drive illegally in the Diamond Lane is my old buddy, Cato Kalin. And he still carries a mannequin in his car. Two great New York Post headlines. The story was about an arrest at a topless bar where girls were drugging guys, stealing their money and their credit cards. They made the arrest at the topless bar, and the headline screamed, "The jiggle is up." The jiggle is up. I like it. And a story about an Orthodox Jewish woman who worked at her synagogue for 30 years. And then she got fired by the new rabbi because she refused to work on the Sabbath. She said that the Bible is clear. You're not to work on the Sabbath. The new rabbi fired her anyway. Headline screamed, "How could you? How could you?" Hey, New York Post, they're great in their headlines. TV news, turn off the lights. The party's over. Duck Dynasty ratings, dead. On the other side, World Cup ratings have never been bigger, especially with that win yesterday by the United States over Ghana. Look for the ratings to just keep getting bigger. New best celebrity tipper, Katie Couric, had a party for her staff of her defunct TV show. Tipped each one of her staff members $1,000. Worst tipper in Hollywood is now Tobey Maguire. $900 tab in Vegas, left $40. Pitiful, pitiful. And according to a new U.S. Gallup poll taken 2 weeks ago, who's the most hated man in America? O.J. Simpson, Donald Sterling, Justin Bieber, Bernie Madoff.
Oh, that's tough. I'm going with O.J.
I'll say Bernie Madoff.
You know what? He didn't kill anybody, but according to the poll, Donald Sterling. I was shocked at that. That's why it made the report.
Okay.
Hey, guys, have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow from Hollywood. See ya.